Scott Spears here. Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 21st, 2021, 5/21/21. And I'm glad to report we now have our new atomic clock plugged in and up and running. Now, the new atomic clock is very interesting. Of course, the time is not set yet. It'll take a minute for it to pick up the signal here. We'll see how long it takes. I plugged it in, or got the batteries in during the break there, so it's I'll be here at least till 1 o'clock today, so we'll see if the time sets. But what's interesting about this one is it tells us the indoor temperature and the outdoor temperature. Now, the other one just told us the outdoor temperature. So this is nice to know, or told us the indoor temperature. This one tells us the outdoor. So it's kind of nice to know what it is like outside. That's a neat thing. And apparently right now, here in Marion, where we sit, it is 76.5 degrees. That sounds right. 76.5 degrees. And inside here, it is 70. But I think that is kind of, what would you say? I think that's articulating right now. It's picking it up. So we'll see when this clock sets. Right now it's reading 12:12 Friday 1-1. But I'm sure as soon as it picks up the signal, we'll be off and running here. Okay, let's get to the Family Feud. Today's category is one very close to my heart, and there are seven big answers here. I doubt this will be a very hard category, but, you know, we'll give it a shot here. All right, here's the category. Telephone number 740-383-9944. Seven answers. Name something you find in a chef salad. Something you find in a chef salad. And I love a good chef salad. 740-383-9944. Something you find in a chef salad. What are these seven answers? I think there are seven here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes, seven answers. What do you find in a chef salad? Or a chef's salad? Or how it is supposed to be known. Seven big items. Maybe we don't have many salad eaters out there. Do we have the seven answers? What do we find in a chef's salad? Go ahead, caller.
Egg.
Egg. Let's see here. Whoa, I was looking at the wrong category there. Egg, egg, egg.
Boiled egg?
No, wait, boiled eggs. Yes, number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Boiled egg shows up on the list at number three. Something you find in a chef's salad. Does anybody know? Something you find on a chef's salad. All right, here comes another answer. Go ahead, caller.
You find lettuce to begin with.
Lettuce. Let's stick with that one. Lettuce is the number one answer. You got it. Thank you.
Yep.
Lettuce is there. How about that? Something you find in a chef's salad. A lot of people call it a chef salad, but actually a chef's salad. We've got lettuce. That was the number one answer, and the number three answer was boiled egg. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Ham.
Ham. Let's take a look here. Ham. Ham is number two on the list. You got it.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Thank you. Ham shows up at number two. Something you find on a chef's salad. 740-383-9944. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Tomatoes is number four. You got it.
Okay.
Tomatoes clocks in at number four on the list. Something you find in a chef's salad. What do we got coming here? Go ahead, caller.
Gotta have shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese. Yes, cheese. I gotta love the cheese. Number five on the list. You got it.
Great. Thank you.
cheese shows up at number 5 on the list. So we've got lettuce, ham, egg, tomato, and cheese. Still 2 more items to go. Name something you find on a chef's salad. Go ahead, caller.
Cheese,
yes, number 5 on the list. You got it.
Okay, thanks.
Cheese shows up at number 5 on the list. Absolutely, that is on a chef's salad. The category this morning, name something you find on a chef's salad. We've got lettuce, ham, boiled egg, tomato, and cheese so far. Those are the 5 answers that we have. Still 2 more left to go. 740-383-9944. What do you find on a chef's salad? Go ahead, caller.
How about dressing?
Dressing. No dressing on the list. Thank you. Dressing does not show up on this particular list. Something you find on a chef's salad. 740-383-9944. No dressing, but for me, as many people know, it would be ranch dressing. Here comes another one. Go ahead, caller.
Dressing.
No dressing on the list.
All right.
Dressing does not make this particular list. Something you find on a chef's salad. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Oh, our caller took a dive there. Maybe they were going to say dressing as well. Something you find on a chef's salad. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Are you there?
Cucumber.
Let's see here. No cucumber on the list. Cucumber does not make this particular list of things you find on a chef's salad. 24 minutes past the hour. No cucumber. All right, go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said turkey?
Turkey. Nobody has said turkey, and turkey's not on the list.
Okey-doke.
Thank you. No turkey on the list today on this particular chef salad. Name something that you find on a chef's salad. All right, go ahead, caller.
What about, I got to ask you a question about something. My answer is bell peppers.
Bell peppers. No bell peppers on the list.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
Go ahead.
Have you ever heard anybody call those mangoes?
Oh, green peppers?
Yes.
Yeah, green pepper. Yellow.
That's the craziest thing ever, but I heard people call them mangoes, and to me a mango's fruit, but some people call them mangoes, and I'm like, where did that even come from?
I think it came from pizza, because a lot of people like to put those on pizza, and I don't think they think of them as bell peppers, because you've got yellow, red, orange, and green bell peppers. So I think you don't want a red or an orange or a yellow bell pepper on your pizza, so you call it a mango instead. But yeah, probably it's more known as a green pepper.
Ain't that the craziest thing ever, though?
Oh, yeah, I've heard mango many times.
Can I do one more since I'm just on here yakking away?
Is it mango?
No. Did somebody say croutons?
Nobody has said croutons, and croutons are number 7 on the list. You got it.
Well, hot diggity dog.
There you go. Thank you. Crouton shows up at number 7 on this particular list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We have got lettuce, ham, boiled eggs, tomato, cheese, and croutons. Name something on a chef's salad. 740-383-9944. One answer left to go. Are we going to get it this morning? Getaway Friday here. Something you find on a chef's salad. Lettuce, ham, boiled egg, and tomato. cheese and croutons we have. What is that one elusive item that we have not found yet? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about an onion?
An onion. I like a good onion on a salad. Not on the list, though, unfortunately.
Okay.
No onion on the list today. Something you find on a chef's salad. You know, onions are good on a salad. I a lot of people don't like the onions on a salad, but I do. And I don't know where mango and green pepper got all tied up. That is interesting. Something you find on a chef's salad. Go ahead, caller.
Carrots or radishes?
Neither are on the list, but you know, more and more I've seen that done away with. Isn't that interesting?
Well, maybe they just don't like them. I don't know, but I want to give you a hint. Berwick and Green Camp has the best chef's salad around for the least money.
Really? I'm going to have to try, and it's a big old chef's salad?
Just order a small one, Scott, unless you're going to share.
It's that big?
Yeah, they're big.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, and they just do drive-thru still, to my knowledge. So you'll have to call and order it and then just drive in.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so apparently the Berwick over in Green Camp has a good chef salad. I think I've said it before, but I used to work right next to the Berwick in the bank. That's not there anymore. I think it's part of the Berwick now. All right, go ahead, caller.
How about bacon? Bacon bits.
Oh, bacon is always good. Let's see here. No bacon on the list.
All right.
All right. Bacon does not make this particular list. The question here, name something found in a chef's salad. We've got lettuce, ham, boiled eggs, tomato, cheese and croutons. What is the elusive last item here? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, pepperoni.
No pepperoni. That's good on a salad, though.
No
pepperoni here today. Something you find on a chef's salad. 740-383-9944. One item left. Something you find on a chef's salad. Go ahead, caller.
Sesame seed.
Sesame seed. No sesame seed on the list. Sesame seed does not make the list. Something you find on a chef's salad. This is what we're looking for. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Olive.
No olives on the list.
Okay.
You know, that's one thing I cannot stand on a salad, any kind of a salad, is olives. And they put them on there. Now, the two things I don't like on a salad are olives and any kind of, like, peppers other than green peppers. I do like green peppers or mangoes or whatever you call them. But anything else I can't do on a salad. And no olives. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? I believe our caller has left us. Give us a buzz back. Something you find on a chef's salad. Go ahead, caller.
How about the dressing?
No dressing on the list. Dressing does not make the list today. Something you find on a chef's salad. This is what we're looking for. Something you find on a chef's salad. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about celery?
No celery. Good guess, though. No celery today on this particular chef's salad. What is our final answer? Seven items we have here on a chef's salad, and we have guessed six of them. What is something you find on a chef's salad? We've got lettuce, ham, boiled egg, tomato, cheese, and the croutons, but we're missing an item. Something you find on a chef's salad. 740-383-9944. Are we going to get an answer here? I know it's becoming hard. Salads only have so many items. We got the tip this morning, though, that the Berwick over in Green Camp has a very good chef's salad. That'll be something I definitely will have to test out. I've had probably a chef's salad from most restaurants here in Marion, and probably most restaurants in the surrounding areas of Marion. Waldo, Caledonia, LaRue. But I'll have to check out the Berwick. That's one place I've never been. All right, the category here today, name something that you would find in a chef's salad. Now, we've got lettuce, ham, boiled egg, tomato, cheese, croutons, and what is the missing item in a chef's salad? All you chefs out there, what item do we not have in this particular chef's salad? Seven items. Go ahead, caller.
Somebody did say lettuce, didn't they?
Yeah, lettuce was number one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got that one. Lettuce number one on the list. Something you find in a chef's salad. One answer left. Who's going to be the person who picks off this one final answer? We've got lettuce, ham, boiled egg, tomato, cheese, and croutons. Name something you find in a chef's salad. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to get the final answer here today. Stumped everybody. Now, see, I did not think this category would be that difficult, that we would be stuck on it for a while. I thought we'd pick these seven items off right away. Go ahead, caller.
Well, since they didn't have turkey, how about chicken?
Chicken is the item. Chicken is number six on the list. Now, I have heard that a chef's salad for years is turkey and ham.
Yep, that's me too.
Now, I thought, you know, you have the grilled chicken salad, and you have, I've heard of roasted chicken salad, but I never knew that chicken was on a chef's salad.
No, I'm with you. It's the turkey and the ham, but...
As long as they have ranch dressing, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, it was chicken, oddly enough, which I thought was an odd answer, but that's what it was. So the seven answers, name something you find on a chef's salad. It was lettuce. Well, hold on. Nope, we're not getting that call. It was lettuce, ham, boiled egg, tomato, cheese, chicken, and croutons. Those were the chef's salad items. Okay, on to the next category. Now, there are only four answers in this category, so this should be interesting. Name something associated with Zorro. Remember Zorro? Well, first you got to remember who Zorro is to even get into this category. Only four answers here. Name something associated with Zorro. Four big answers. 35 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something associated with Zorro. What kind of a weird category. Only four answers. We might be able to run through this one. But the category is name something associated with Zorro. Go ahead, caller.
His mask.
Mask, number three on the list. You got it. One of the four is already down. His mask is on the list. Name something associated with Zorro. Something associated with Zorro. All right, go ahead, caller.
A sword.
A sword, number one answer. You got it. The sword shows up at number one with good old Zorro. So we got sword at number one, mask at number three. Things associated with Zorro. Go ahead, caller.
A sword.
Sword. Sword, number one answer. You got it.
Okay.
The sword shows up at number one with our friend Zorro. Name something associated with Zorro. Go ahead, caller.
Sword.
Sword, number one answer. You got it. Apparently, a lot of people associate the old sword with Zorro, and on our delay, we have three now who associate the sword. Sword and mask is what we have. Go ahead, caller.
His horse.
Horse. No horse on the list. Thank you. No horse on the list today. Name something we associate with Zorro. Not a horse. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
Yes, cape.
Cape, number four on the list. You got it. Cape shows up at number four on the list today. So we've got sword, mask, and cape. Sword, mask, and cape. What is the final item associated with Zorro? Go ahead, caller.
It's horse.
No horse. Now, somebody thought of horse again, but horse is not on this particular list. Something associated with Zorro. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
The letter Z.
The letter Z. You got it. Number two. Thank you. Of course, with Zorro, it would be the letter Z. All right, name something associated with Zorro. We've got sword, the letter Z, mask, and cape. Go ahead, caller.
How about the letter Z?
The letter Z, you got it.
All right.
Yep. The letter Z is what it was. So the four answers in the category, name something associated with Zorro, sword, the letter Z, mask, and cape. Go ahead, caller.
A Z that he always carved with his sword?
You got it. The letter Z. Thank you. That's three for the letter Z. So again, the four items associated with Zorro, sword, the letter Z, mask, and cape. All right. 38 and a half minutes past the hour here. We got about 20 minutes left in this particular program. So I tell you what I'm going to do today. We had some trivia questions. Let's see how good you are. We had some trivia questions. What were these left over from? Were these, maybe these were never used. They had to do with food, I think. And they're kind of interesting. Matter of fact, I think at one point I was going to use these. Well, you know what? Let's just break them out here and see what happens. I don't even remember why I printed these out, but they were printed out long ago, so let's give them a shot here. These are not terribly difficult trivia questions, so we'll give them a shot. Now, they have to do with, looks like fast food, I think is where this all started. Well, here we go. Let's try this trivia for the last 20 minutes. Now, you have to give me on this one your best description, okay? What is McDonald's? Now, this will just get us off on a nice, easy note. Now, give me your best description. What is McDonald's? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is McDonald's? Does anybody know this? What is McDonald's? Your best description. Now, this is a nice, easy answer, and will get us into this particular round of trivia. 40 and a half minutes past the hour. Does anybody have your best description of what McDonald's is? In one line. One line, best description of McDonald's. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Fast food restaurant.
Fast food restaurant. Now, what? The only other word I'm looking at, what kind of fast food restaurant?
Hamburger joint.
You got it. An American hamburger fast food restaurant chain. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so we got what is McDonald's. Okay, here's question number two. Let's see how good you are here. When was McDonald's founded? I just need the year. When was McDonald's founded? Go ahead, caller.
McDonald's. Is a hamburger
Well, that's a hamburger, but what is McDonald's?
And sauce.
Well, that's a good guess. Thank you. That's a hamburger, but McDonald's is an American hamburger and fast food restaurant chain. That is what we were looking for. Now, here's an easier answer, less oblique. When was McDonald's founded? We just need the year. When was McDonald's founded? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. When was McDonald's founded? Go ahead, caller.
1958.
Not 58. Good guess. Not 1958. All we need's the year here. When was McDonald's founded? When was McDonald's founded? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. When was McDonald's founded? Just the year. All we need is the year. Does anybody know? 43 minutes past the hour here. Getaway Friday, May the 21st, 2021. Alrighty, let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead, caller.
1955.
Not 55.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
55, not the answer. When was McDonald's founded? 740-383-9944. We've had 55 and 58. We're looking for when was McDonald's founded? Let's see if this is the correct answer. Coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, 1953.
Not 53.
No, 52. Okay.
Yep. Good guess there. Not 1953. When was McDonald's founded? 740-383-9944. 44 minutes. Past the hour here, when was McDonald's founded? We've had three guesses so far. None of them exactly the right answer yet. Let's see if this is it. Go ahead, caller.
54.
Not 54. 54, not the correct answer. When was McDonald's founded? That's what we're looking for. When was McDonald's founded? All we need is the year. Go ahead, caller.
After I called you, I looked it up on Google. April 15th, 1955 in California.
Well, that's not what we have here. I'll Google it.
Yeah, Dick and Mac McDonald. Yeah.
All right, well, let me take a look.
All right.
Okay. Now, that's not the answer that I have. Let me take a look here. We'll do some research. You know, Google sometimes can be a little confusing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
1950.
Not 1950. Not 1950. All right, let's see what I can find here about McDonald's. And see what we can figure out. All right, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
48.
Not 48. Good guess, though. Not 1948. Now we got to do a little research here. Well, no, that's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. It is not 1955. So, see, this is why we can't Google everything. Not 1955. 55 is something else. Go ahead, caller.
About 1940.
Yeah, that's right. 1940.
It says founded in 1940.
Yeah, so the confusion here is it was founded in 1940 by Richard and Mac McDonald in San Bernardino, California. What happened was in 1953, the Golden Arches were introduced. Or 55, the Golden Arches were introduced in Phoenix, Arizona.
Don't you love it?
Yeah. Well, see, that's the Google factor right there. That's why you can't always go by it.
Just have to read a little bit farther.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't when the Golden Arches came about. It was when it was founded.
Right.
Yep. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So there's two answers. It is the Golden Arches were founded in 1955, but the actual first McDonald's in San Bernardino, California, was founded in 1940. Ray Kroc was already in the picture by 55. All right, next question here. 47 minutes past the hour. What type of restaurant was McDonald's when they opened? Now, mainly. They had some other things on their menu, but it's interesting that what type of restaurant were they when they opened? McDonald's in 1940, when they were founded in San Bernardino, California, by Mac and Richard McDonald. What type of restaurant were they? I've never heard this. But this is interesting. For everybody who will go through McDonald's today, what type of restaurant were they when they were founded? Does anybody know that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What type of restaurant was McDonald's when it was founded? No guesses on this particular one. 48 and a half minutes past the hour here today. Doing your McDonald's homework. What type of restaurant was McDonald's when it was founded? I can see everybody trying to Google this because nobody knows the answer. Now, isn't that interesting that we have three McDonald's in this community? There is not a community you go into that doesn't have a McDonald's of any size. And yet, we don't know what type of restaurant they were when they were founded back in 1940. Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, sit down.
Well, they weren't a sit-down because they were a stand, but I'm talking about food-wise.
Food-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, food-wise?
Yeah, food-wise.
They served hot dogs.
Not hot dogs. Not a hot dog stand. They were not a hot dog stand when they opened up. I'm talking about food-wise when I talk about what type of restaurant were they when they opened. What type of restaurant was McDonald's when they opened? Let's see if this caller's got it. Go ahead, caller.
Ice cream place.
Not an ice cream place. They were not an ice cream place when they opened. Not a hot dog place. Not an ice cream place. What type of restaurant was McDonald's when they opened? Alrighty, here comes another guess. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Mexican.
Not Mexican. Good guess. Very popular these days, but apparently not in those days. Not a Mexican restaurant. Not Mexican, not hot dogs, not ice cream. What kind of restaurant was McDonald's when they opened in San Bernardino, California in 1940? 740-383-9944. What type of restaurant was McDonald's when they opened? 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the guess? The right guess? This has turned into a stumper today. What type of restaurant were they? Go ahead, caller.
They were just a walk-up shortcut.
What kind of food?
Well, I think at one time they sold hot dogs and barbecue.
They were a barbecue. They did, but primarily they were a barbecue place. They didn't start doing hamburgers till 53.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Alrighty. There you go. 740-383-9944. They were a barbecue place. How about that? Who would have guessed that? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the steakhouse.
No, barbecue.
Barbecue.
Barbecue place.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Not a steakhouse, they were a barbecue joint, McDonald's, when they opened in 1940. All right. Well, I've already given you this answer, but let's see how well you remember. Who operated McDonald's when it was open? Two names. We've heard them from a listener, and I've given them to you already this morning, but how good your memory? Who's quick on the phone right now? Who operated the first McDonald's in 1940? Two different names. Who operated the first McDonald's in 1940? Do you know their name? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who operated the first McDonald's when they opened in 1940? Two names. A caller gave us the two names, and I also gave the two names out here this morning. Who were the two people who operated McDonald's when it opened in 1940? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 53 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. The atomic clock not set yet. Outside temperature, 75 degrees. 75.4. Inside temperature, 69.6. Does anybody know the two names of the people who operated McDonald's when it opened in 1940? Go ahead, caller.
Dick and Mac.
Dick and Mac McDonald. You've got it. Thank you.
Welcome.
Dick and Mac McDonald are the correct answers. All right. In 1948... they recognize their business as what? Now remember, they opened up as a barbecue joint in 1940. But in 1948, that changed. What did they start doing in 1948? Go ahead, caller.
Rich and Mac McDonald.
Rich and Mac McDonald. You got it.
Cool.
All right, in 1948, we know that they started as a barbecue joint, but in 1948, they no longer identified as a barbecue joint. They started calling themselves what in 1948, food-wise? Remember, in 1940, they said they were a barbecue spot, but in 1948, they were no longer a barbecue spot. What were they in 1948? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 55 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. 55 minutes past the hour. What did McDonald's start identifying themselves as food-wise in 1948? Now remember, in 1940, they were a barbecue place. In 1948, they started identifying as something else. 740-383-9944. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about home of the Mac?
Yeah, like a hamburger stand, yeah. Thank you.
Well.
Yep, they were a hamburger stand starting in 1948. All right, next question. The first McDonald's franchise opened in Phoenix in what year? I think we've already given this away, but give me the year. The first McDonald's franchise opened in Phoenix in what year? Go ahead, caller.
A fast food place.
Not fast food. No, it was a hamburger stand. They became a hamburger stand in 1948. The new question, the first McDonald's franchise opened up in Phoenix in what year? Another question in regard to a year. The first franchise, they already had one in San Bernardino, California. Where did the second McDonald's open up? The first franchise not owned by the McDonald brothers. What was it? What year was it? 7403839944. In 19 what? The first McDonald's franchise opened in Phoenix, Arizona in what year? Does anybody know this? 7403839944. Go ahead, caller.
1955.
Not 55. The first McDonald's franchise opened in Phoenix, Arizona in what year? 7403839944. 57 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. What year did the first McDonald's franchise open up in Phoenix, Arizona? 7403839944. And it was not 1955. That was our first guess. 57 and a half minutes past the hour, approaching 58 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio. The new atomic clock has not set time-wise yet, but we got our eye on it. We don't know how long these things take to set, but our old atomic clock's working fine this morning. Go figure, 58 minutes past the hour. All right. The first McDonald's franchise opened up in Phoenix, Arizona in what year? Does anybody know the year? 7403839944. Now remember, history so far this morning. McDonald's opened up it was a fast food restaurant chain. It was founded in 1940. It started as a barbecue restaurant by Rich and Mac McDonald, and in 1948 they became a hamburger stand. So when did the first franchise open up? What year? Go ahead, caller.
1953.
You have got it. Thank you.
Got it.
1953 is when the first franchise opened up in Phoenix, Arizona, the brainchild of Ray Kroc. Remember, Mayor Scott Scherzer is announcing that classes for lifeguard certification will be held at the Lincoln Park Aquatic Center during the week of June the 7th. Scholarships are available for qualifying individuals for the cost of certification class. Individuals interested in participating and becoming a certified lifeguard should contact Andrew Franklin at 740-725-9622 to sign up for the class. That's 740-725-9622. Go ahead, caller.
56.
Not 56. No, that was 1953. 1953 is when the first McDonald's franchise opened up in Phoenix, Arizona. Remember, 740-725-9622, certification classes June the 7th for lifeguards at the Lincoln Park Aquatic Center. And again, you can get a scholarship for those classes. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now. 740-383-9944.
The dog in the bank, world famous from St. Martin.
Is that called sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no. Sangria.